The head of Carl Sandburg College was recently in Cuba. The trip included representatives from a handful of Illinois community colleges. Sandburg President Lori Sundberg says they wanted to assess education in Cuba. She says they also looked to opportunities to develop relationships.
I was hoping to see how we might be able to have exchanges for our students and if there was any other way that we could partner with them. And we did, in fact, find another opportunity for us. We had a professor the first morning who spoke to us on the history of Cuba, and he teaches at the University of Havana. And he was just outstanding. And I ended up being able to sit with him at the farewell dinner. And the four colleges, ICC, Blackhawk, Lincoln Land, and us, would like to bring him next fall as a speaker. And if we all go together, we think we can share him and share the expense of bringing him here and provide an opportunity for our communities and for our students to have a speaker from Cuba speak on Cuban history. But more importantly, he's also an expert on American history and how those relationships have gone astray over the years.
How would you assess the universities that you saw in Cuba? Are they similar to the community colleges that you work and oversee? Are they different? How are they similar? How are they different?
They're very similar. I would say they're probably, if I had to categorize them, I would say they're more like our four-year universities here. That would be the main difference. I don't know that they do a lot of career technical education. So very similar in that regard in terms of the type of student. In Cuba, only 5% of the population go on to do a university degree, which is lower than our number here, but 85% complete. And we don't have that high of a completion rate. So while they have fewer going, they are completing them.
Who else did you meet on your trip to Cuba?
Let's see. The first three days, we had professors come in from the different universities, and they talked about either the history or the culture or their actual university. Then in the afternoon, then, we would go out and see and do tours and see the places. On the fourth day, we went to it's an enclosed community. It's called a biosphere. It is Las Terrazas, and it is 99% self-sustaining. And they recycle everything there. People grow their own food, coffee. There are two motels there on the property. It's about 1,000 people. And if you are not born there or if you don't marry someone from there, you can't move in. And learned a lot. Went to a local farmer there. Went to his house. And when I say farmer, I don't – that's not the same kind of farmer as what we have here. His property was smaller than my backyard, so it was about 47 meters. But he grew several different types of crops and was enough to sustain his family.
Let's say one of the students from Cuba comes here. What would happen with them? What would they do? What would they learn? What would their experience be like in an exchange program?
I think what they would learn here is they'd learn technology. I mean, right now, the average Cuban does not have internet. So there's just no access to the World Wide Web. There's no cable TV. In many cases, there isn't a TV. So in that regard, I think a student would be opened up to just, the whole world of technology, and that would be pretty incredible to them. I think what they would also learn is, very much a different way of living. We're pretty spoiled here in terms of all of the comforts that we have in terms of water and materialistic kinds of things, access to things, freedom to move around, quality housing, quality of food. The food in Cuba, while the organic food, the vegetables and fruit are very good, their meat supply is slim. So I think the student would learn that. I think what we could learn from the student, because there's always learning on both sides, is we could there's a huge sense of pride in Cuba. And it struck us every day that we were there. They are very proud of their country. They're very proud that they've come through all of the struggles they've come through. Family is huge there. And so I think we could learn from the student about those kinds of values and those kinds of feelings.
Dr. Lori Sundberg believes student exchange programs could play a role in improving relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Sundberg is president of Carl Sandburg College. She was recently in Cuba. Around 10 other educators from Illinois community colleges also took part in the trip. Sundberg says the trip was planned before President Obama announced intentions to reopen trade with the island nation. I'm T.J. Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.